This is Ia Dossi with WSQL News. Sylvan Sport founder and Cedar Mountain resident Tom Dempsey learned last summer that a product similar to the one he patented was being made in China when a customer sent him a link to a Chinese company's website. On the website, Dempsey found a recreational camper trailer that looked eerily like the one he designed and patented and sells through his 8-year-old Brevard company. Sylvan Sports describes its Go on its website as more versatile than a Swiss Army knife. It folds to a trailer that can be used to carry boats and bikes on top, then converts to a camper with a self-inflating mattress and tents that sets up in minutes. The Shanzi or copycat culture is thriving in China. According to legal experts, the severe copycat problem in China and other Asian nations exposes foreign companies, big and small, to copyright, patent, and trademark infringement issues. Sylvan Sports' case has become a cautionary tale about small businesses' need to protect their intellectual property. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, as of March 15th, the French Broad in Rosamond was running at roughly 60% of its normal flow. Rainfall in Transylvania County is down 2 to 6 inches below average for the year thus far, with the Rosamond area hit hardest. Last Saturday, the USGS revised its drought watch map to show all of Transylvania County and Henderson County as below normal in rainfall, but the agency now shows southern Transylvania, southwestern Henderson, and all of Polk County in severe hydrological drought. With flows so low during what is historically the wettest time of the year, outfitters worry that the coming tourist season could be another dry one for tubers, paddlers, and fishermen if long soaking rains don't arrive in the next 3 months. Federal scientists agree the lack of snow this winter is one reason why rivers are so low right now. Chris Petrella, one of 8 Republicans vying for U.S. Representative Heath Shuler's seat in the 11th Congressional District, was on his way to Jackson County GOP convention at about 5 p.m. on Friday when a multi-car accident occurred. Petrella and his wife, Erin, were transported to the hospital where they spent the night. According to Petrella's campaign website, the candidate sustained a concussion and a chest bruise and was tested for a possible liver laceration. His wife sustained back and neck injuries, and they were both released from the hospital on Saturday. But despite the accident, Petrella's campaign manager says there is no stopping his campaign, and they believe that they are going to win the primary on May 8th. And this has been Ia Dossi for WSQL News.